Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. We are coming to you live tonight, right here on WWRB. Glad to have you in here, praise Yahweh. And we got a great program for you tonight. Tonight, courage. And Sister Linda has just sent me down a new version of this song. We're going to play you this song. I'll be right back. Tonight's message entitled Courage. Keep the faith. Look up. He's coming soon.
Best I can.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's not going to be any setting sun where we're going. We're going to have an everlasting light. No electricity, no bills. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be full of joy and righteousness and holiness without which no man shall see Yahweh. And I'm going to assure you tonight, you're not going to see Him without courage. It's going to take, you know, it's going to take courage to praise Him. It's going to take courage to rejoice in Him. Now, we left off last night with the spiritual exercises, and tonight we're talking about the courage. This is one of the exercises that we've talked about. And in 1 Corinthians 3:16, we told you that don't you know that yourselves, you yourself, are the temple that Yahweh lives in? Yahweh. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, notice what it's going to take for courage. And we've seen a lot of courage makers. You know, you make courage. You got to strengthen yourself. Did you know that when David, when everybody turned against him politically and spiritually and physically and mentally, the Bible said he encouraged himself. Did you know that when we started this adventure to purchase a property, a place for Yahweh, very few people were interested in it and behind it? Now, people have come on board that we never had even heard from. Like I told you, the brother last night from up in Wisconsin that sent $1,200 We heard from people from Pennsylvania, people from Illinois, quite a few people there, and people from California, and people from North Carolina, people from Michigan, and people from Ohio. It's just been wonderful. People from Tennessee, and people from Arkansas, and the great state of Mississippi has really come through for us. And it's just so wonderful. I'm telling you, I'm encouraged, and I've been blessed to know people who are favors. And I have told people repeatedly that I would like to get a plaque or a certificate of appreciation, give honor to whom honor's due, of something to the order of the majestics, those who are have courage. You know, cream always comes to the top. The thoroughbred always runs the race. It's the elite. It's the majestics that always produce faith in action to help you. We've been in a battle, and you know it's been touch and go. Now we just didn't start this overnight. We've made the appeal on the radio just about 3 weeks ago, and we've already raised over $140,000 with commitment of people that have courage. I mean, it's been amazing how that people who are like Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Now, I want you to, this will be the gestalt scripture, the base of our message tonight of courage. And I've really been encouraged. I mean, yesterday morning when I went to the post office, you know these fears associated with this. What if you fail? What if you don't achieve? What if people don't love Yahweh? What if they're afraid? You know, right in the worst time, depressing, people not working, and yet we had enough people that have given us over $140,000 for 20 acres here in Sweetwater for the assembly site, and we're going to be closing, Yahweh willing. And we've got to have courage. Notice Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Be strong and be of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid, for Yahweh, He goes with you. He will not fail you, and neither, I like this, will He forsake you. Now, He promised to go with you into the sixth hour. That, you know what the sixth hour represents? It's almost completed to the seventh. And the seventh hour is the final hour. And I won't leave you in the seventh. That's what He said. I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. I will supply your needs. And boy, I'm just encouraged by the favors or the majestic orders or the cream of the crop. Or when the going gets tough, then you can count the people that come out of the woodwork, which are few there be, that have the courage, that'll stand and give an account for all of their faith. Now, listen to this one in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Thank you all, everyone that has sent me any love offering, any medal, silver and gold, and we've got both of those. That we've received. We need some more. We don't even have enough without dipping back into some of the people that's already given that's promised to do more. These are the favors. These are the elite. These are what we call the majestic order. When you have to reach down below the bottom where Yahweh found you, you have to measure that same faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith and take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. Fight the good fight of faith to take hold. Man, say this with me in your spirit. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living, eternal one, Yahweh. I mean, He asks so much out of you. I mean, you know, there He is. He's not worried. He's not taking, He's not taking Valium or nerve pills. He's not on pain pills. He's not squirming like a worm on a hot rock. He's sitting up there as cool and as as calm, as we say down here in the South, as a cucumber. Fight a good fight of faith. He wants you to be a soldier and put on that majestic faith that was once now delivered to the saints. And by special miracles, you know, I've talked about this in our presentation of trying to encourage you to help us to fight the good fight of faith. Now forever, once this is deeded, Yahweh willing, as long as, you know, we're free, and I don't know that we're free tonight, but I know we're free in the spirit. I know that Yahweh's going to supply our needs. I know Yahweh's going to help us. I know that Yahweh is going to supply. And now, I was told a couple of days ago for one of our brothers up in the state of Wisconsin that he was going to send me a drum set. And I thought, well, my heavens, if you don't come with it, he's a drummer. And he's very far away, and he works, and he has to provide himself a living, and it's hard to get away. And I said, you know, we don't have anybody to play him. And lo and behold, I got a telephone call from one of my brothers in North Carolina today, and he said, hey, you know, I used to play the drums in a rock and roll band several years ago. That was back in his rock and roll days, I guess. I know he's a bluegrass artist today. He's a professional musician. But I had no idea he could play the drums. And here now, Yahweh supplied a drum set, and right under our nose, practically, so to speak, we had a brother that can play them. You see, Yahweh, if we'll fight the good fight of faith and hold on and don't give up, and take hold, you know, by fighting a good fight of faith. You know how the old ancient warriors used to fight? They would grab each other by the beard and hold on. That's basically where that word phrase came from, is to hold on with your sword, fighting the good fight of faith. Throwing caution to the wind. And I've said these favors. I mean, we had one brother. Some people have got faith. And if you're not around faithful people, if you're around negative people all the time now, or if you're around moody people, or if you're around... I hate to get around negative people. Boy, you get around favors, and I'm telling you, they'll make you... They'll stretch you out beyond means. If you don't have the faith to match... And the faith to perform to their equal level. Now, all men don't have faith, and not all men are gifted to have the same faith. They get favors like little David. I mean, when he went out to fight the giant, talking about fighting a good fight of faith, did you know that they tried to put him in Saul's armor? And Saul had sat there for weeks, his army bogged down, none of his soldiers had... They were afraid of this giant. I mean, he was taunting them. He was giving them probably the middle finger. I don't know where they had that as an issue back then. But he was really criticizing the soldiers. These soldiers, if you read some of the exploits of Saul, Saul himself was a mighty warrior. But he knew that it would be certain death for him if he went out there to fight this giant that stood between 10 and 12 feet. I don't know how big it was. He was a hoss. And here's David. We call him Little David. Now, I doubt if he's little. He was a man. Here he come up there just a lad. He was just barely, he's still tending the sheep. He'd never had no soldiers training. He'd never had a set of armor on. And when he said, well, I'll fight that giant, and Saul said, oh, my God. What have I got here? Yahweh, is this all you got to supply me with? And when we started out with this adventure to pursue our desire to get a Thesite, here we had this giant, negative giant. Oh, no, you ain't going to get that, and you all have to keep renting, and you all have to keep following orders from somebody else, or you're going to have to give in to all of these... You know, these motels today are owned by people that really we're not associated with. We don't have nothing in common with them. And we wonder how that they filled our country full and they own all the places to rent. The convenience stores you stop on the road. It's full of these people. These are the giants that are standing against us today and taking over our country, and we're having to give in to these uncircumcised Philistines that are daring us to come out and to fight. 1 Timothy 6 and 12, fight the good fight of faith. And here we are, we beat down, we're oppressed, we're ridiculed. Notice what the rewards of this is. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 13. Now remember I talked about that it's not the food laws so much that will give you eternal life. It is the Holy Spirit of those who are willing to fight the good fight of faith. And when the devil says you can't do something, you say, I can do all things with Yahweh for His glory and for His purpose. Now, we are right hanging on the verge. We're almost there. I'm encouraging you fighters, you fathers, you majestic orders, you cream of the croppers, your little Davids that are not afraid of the giants that are rising up. You know, and I said, in the most depressing time that we've had in our country in a long time, unemployment is at its highest. Uncertainty prevails. You may be working today and you don't know where you're going to have a job tomorrow. I mean, it's awful depressing. And here in the midst of the darkness and the storm and the challenges, the majestic orders are coming to the top. They're standing in front of the giant of oppositions. You can't do it. We've had people to tell us right in our own faith, you can't do it. It can't be done. You might as well forget it. We ain't enough of us. And when we made the appeal, some of our brothers said, now we've stood in circle after circle after circle on altars that was designed by Yahweh and performed by favors and majestic orders and the Melchizedeks. All of our people are ordained into the royal order of the house of Yahweh. And they are taught to honor that. And yet we've come to a level and we got into a territory that we ain't never been in. I mean, you know, $148,000 ain't a lot to a lot of people. Some churches, I mean, they spend that much just on the entrance steps going up into their temple. For us, it is the temple. It is the ground. It is everything. It's a large step for us. We're a small group of majestic orders of favors that's fighting the good fight, and that everyone may eat and drink the spiritual food, that not the natural food, but the spiritual food, because man shall not live by bread alone. And we will find satisfaction in all of our efforts. This is the gift of God. Ecclesiastic from the Preacher 3:13. Now, I want to ask you a question. Are you satisfied, like I said, about the salt of your giving? Is there any salt in yourself? Are you able to help us? Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? This is the man that killed the giant. This is the one that won when the whole army was stagnated, of Saul's army, bogged down, afraid to come out and do battle. And here, the little sheep herder. I mean, he didn't know he was a royal priest. We didn't know that he was fixing to fight the fight of his life. The notoriety, Yahweh must have done this, which David here in 27:1 of the book of Psalms says that Yahweh is my light and my salvation. So he's seen something in the battle. You know, when the battle is the strongest and the night is the darkest, you can see the light. When you strive to enter in at the straight gate, David said, "Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is my stronghold. He is my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Oh, this is a favor. How would you like to follow around in the footsteps of David? I'd have probably got under a rock. In this case, David took 5 stones and got on the rock. And he slung that in the name of Yahweh. Now, he'd never heard of Jesus. He'd never heard of Jehovah. He'd never heard of Lord. He'd never heard of God. These are pagan things that we teach to become a small group. We tell you the truth. These international preachers that stay with the accepted name of the New Testament, Jesus, which we have told you how it formed and how it got in the Bible, and how most people, most preachers especially, are afraid to preach against this name. Now, I'm not preaching against something that don't exist. This name don't exist only in the mind of the translators that put it in there. It couldn't have been Jesus. You need to get over that fear and trust Yahweh, because there was no J's in the 1611 Bible, and how did they get Jesus out of it? Well, that's Jesus now. It's his English name, and we're sticking to it, and we've seen miracles, and Yahweh's salvation. Yahweh, not Jesus. It says that the name will be a name of salvation, and Peter said, "Neither is there salvation in any other. Whom shall I fear?" David said. See these giants of opposition that stand against you. We're fighting a good fight of faith. We are getting assembly where we are daring to go against the giants of these denominational systems that we can't even get one dime out of these denominational goers because of our doctrine. Now, we stand and fight the good fight of faith. We make hold on Yahweh's presence, and David took the rock. Now, listen to his quote. No wonder. You see, David was an experienced faither. He trusted Yahweh. He got over that fear of falling into the hands of Yahweh. He'd come up there, and a giant standing out there, and he was pawing the ground and had his chartered mail on, his armor. It weighed more than David, probably twice what David weighed, just the armor to protect this giant who hid behind the armor of the world. The Armor All. There's a product called Armor All. It makes you shine. What this giant standing out there with the armor all on, shining for the glory of the Philistines and the enemy of Israel, and all of the enemies round about, all the armies were probably getting word. Boy, they're afraid to go into the valley. Israel, who conquered and defeated armies, now they've lost their courage. Yahshua, the little general, is not with them no more. Saul, the big tall guy from the house of Benjamin, he's bogged down, sitting up there wondering what to do, hiding behind excuses. What excuse do you have from coming on board and attending the festival that we're fixing to have next month on the 21st? Now, we don't know where we're going to be. We're hoping we're going to be on the promised land. We're hoping we're going to make it in there. It's going to be close. Can you help us? Can you pray for us? This is what David said in the 18th chapter of the book of Psalms, starting with 46, and I'll read through 49. Yahweh lives. Boy, you ain't serving a dead God. Something's thought up out of the imagination of a translator or a translator. Yahweh, praise be to my rock. That's the one that David put in his sling, the Yah. That's an action. That's a verb. Yah. If you don't believe it, take a stethoscope. Try this little test. I've told you about it before, but we're not hiding behind the armor of the giant. We're standing out there without any armor of the giant, the armor all. We've got the word. We've got the rock. David didn't have no armor on. He had his faith on. He knew that whether Yahweh delivered him like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego when they were up against the giants of their day, and today we're up against the giant, but he says, blessed be my rock. Exalted be my Savior. Yeshua. Yahweh, Yeshua. Yahweh the Savior. He is the one who avenges me. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you've had a chance to give, and you've held back, and you haven't given with a cheerful heart, and you have held on to what you could help us to alleviate this fear that we walk through. Man, I mean, our hands have trembled and sweated. We prayed and agonized. Yahweh. Listen to this. This is the one who saves me from my enemies. He didn't say enemy now. The giant was his enemy. But his enemy, in plural form, are all those who oppose the great, the magnificent, and the exalted, the majestic name above all names. You exalted me above all of my enemies. And from violent men, you rescued me. Therefore, listen to this. I will praise you among the nations, Yahweh. I will sing praises to your name. And that's what I'm doing tonight. We have slayed the giant of opposition that we couldn't raise enough capital in these short days that we've had to get her done in. And now we're going south in the morning. We're meeting up with some of our brothers and sisters down in Athens, Tennessee. And there we're going to ride to a southern city, Chattanooga. And we're going to bring the silver and the gold that you have sent us. I mean, we're going to pray over it. We're going to thank Yahweh for it. We've already done that. We're going to do it again in formality to recognize the favors of those who are not afraid to send in maybe their last dollar. And that's happened. Maybe somebody has dipped into their savings, which they were saving, and that's understandable. We all do that. That's a fear for you to sit down and write a check out. We got these Majestic Order favors that do that every month on behalf of Pastor Buddy and the name of Yahweh and the teachings that go behind this great name. Greater men than me have ever took this name. I have been blessed to know some of the greatest men, preachers that I know of in the name of Yahweh. I have rubbed shoulders with the best. I have fasted with the best. I've prayed with the best. I've cried and wept with the best. I've been afraid with the best, and they would rise up. Something in them, something in a little sister would take a tambourine, like the sisters did when they took Jericho. When the armies of Jericho, where they were defying the armies of Yahweh. And ladies and gentlemen, the devil is a roaring lion, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But you have exalted me above my enemy, David said. I, therefore, will praise your name. And tonight, I feel like saying, praise Yahweh! Because we have defeated this invisible demon that says we couldn't do this. And we did it. Your giving, your courage, that's what we're talking about tonight. Yahweh is my rock. He's my fortress and my deliverer. He is my rock. And there's honey in that rock. There's water of life in that rock. He's worthy of praise. Commit yourself to Yahweh. Whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Proverbs 16:3. We've committed. You favors. I just can't thank you enough. I could kiss you and hug you a million times tonight for making it possible that we could have 20 acres dedicated in the name. The deed is going to be in the name of Yahweh. A trust for favors. For the rock. That's not much to, it's not much to other people. To us, it is a major step that we committed ourselves to Yahweh and our plans succeeded because we committed whatever you do. Oh man, he's like a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge Him. That's what I'm doing tonight for you, you favors, you majestic orders, you Melchizedek tithers that has supported my ministry, kept me hanging on. I have trusted in Yahweh with all my heart, and I've leaned not to my own understanding. I've made no plans to get rich. I'm preaching the wrong doctrine and gospel to the wrong people. I ought to be a Catholic priest. You know, if I want to be in a universal church worldwide, accepted and paid a salary, one of the richest churches in the world, maybe I could be a Southern Baptist. I was born right here in the middle of them, in the Bible Belt. I was trained as a Baptist boy. I growed. I acknowledged Him. I committed myself. I trusted in all of my heart. I fasted. I laid in the caves of East Tennessee. I had my Bible. I had a gallon of branch water. And I would sit there day after day, night after night, seeking, trusting in Yahweh with all of my heart, envisioning that in all my ways I would acknowledge Him and He would make my path straight. And boy, did He ever bring me a straight path. He brought me a path that few walk on. I mean, I became the most lonesomest preacher. I mean, I didn't have friends. I had enemies. Everything that I did, and when I committed to Yahweh, I had to go through with the plans that in the way that Yahweh acknowledged and showed me. And when I walked on it, I became a straight and narrow way. Few there be that find it. I was fighting the good fight of faith, taking hold on eternal life and bringing about the majestic order of my mind to come in unison and be a spiritual exerciser that Yahweh, who blessed, and He's the only potentate, King of Kings, and Yahweh Eternal, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to Him the honor and glory forever. Praise be to the name of Yahweh. Forever and ever, wisdom and power are His. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and then He deposes them and brings them down. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things to those who are hungry and thirst. Who loves Him, and who loves His assembly, and loves His property. This is the King's house. It's the King's gate in to where we come, where the light dwells, where neither money, or friendship, or hatred, or despising will change us. I ain't going to let nobody turn me around, as the song says. My feet are planted on higher ground. Therefore, O Yahweh, be merciful unto the house of Yahweh. Be my help in ever-present trouble. Call on me in the day of trouble. You turned my weeping into dancing. Whew, man, I feel like dancing. If I had Brother Odell on the drums and the brothers picking the guitars and the sisters beating the tambourines, I could praise Yahweh tonight and lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting and loving the majestic order of the Fathers. I would sing in joy with all of my heart. And I wouldn't be silent, O Yahweh. Psalms 30, verse 10 through 12. Yahweh is my strength. You know, man shall not live by bread alone. You know, you got to have something to eat or you'll get weak. I know, I've been hungry and didn't have anything to eat. But when you provide the necessary exercises for the spiritual man, and when you starve that outward man, that inner man grows, and he gets faith, and he becomes into a order of high elite, of the majestic order that we've been talking about. One thing I ask of Yahweh, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of Yahweh all the days of my life. To have a place I know that'll be there next year, and next year as long as time permits. That it will be a place where Yahweh's people come together and they can shout for joy. And they can gaze upon the beauty of Yahweh to seek Him in His temple on His holy days. For in the day of trouble He will keep me safe in His dwelling. Woo! Hallelujah! He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle. We're going to build one for Him. And of course, we're talking about spiritual things here, but you've got to have the natural to correspond. Have a place where people together. Fail not to assemble. We've got to have a place to assemble. And this time, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh give us a mountain. And by faith through grace, and that not of ourselves, we've climbed till we can see the promised land. and we're going to rejoice. Show me your way, Yahweh. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth. Teach me, for you are my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long. Whew. Remember, Yahweh, your great mercy and your love, for they are from old. The ancient, remember this. Do not remember my sins of my youth. Forgive me for my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me for your good, Yahweh. Psalms 25, verse 4 through 7. Listen to this one, Psalms 18, 32, 36. It is Yahweh who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the high mountains. He trains my hands for battle. Fight the fight of faith. Lay hold, tithe. Reach out there and give out of your savings. Trust Yahweh. My arms can bend a bow of bronze, brass. That's a pretty steady weapon. You give me your shield for victory. And your right hand sustains me, Yahweh. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not overturn. I walk with steadfast, fighting the good fight of faith, laying hold. For you, Yahweh, have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. Woo, hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. He's made us a place secure that we can gather. We know where to come to. If you come one time, you'll know the way back. The door will always be open to you. Nothing closed. And the first time I hear any negativity that it ain't Yahweh's place and somebody owns it or somebody controls it, that person is going to get in personal trouble with me. This is Yahweh's place. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of Yahweh. It'd be an honor for me if the brethren would set me back and say, Pastor buddy, we're taking you down from the pastorship. And we're going to set you over the door. I'd open that door with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. And I would cherish my job to welcome people in. How beautiful are the feet of those who come to the festivals and fail not to assemble. I have set for a delightful inheritance. I will praise Yahweh who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set Yahweh before me because He's my right hand. I shall not be moved. Psalm 16, verses 5 through 8. I've got to hurry. My time is running out here. Oh man, what a powerful scripture. Thank you, Yahweh, for putting this in my spirit. To quote this one right now, the name. Whew. What a name. Oh, it's not given no glory. It's not recognized. But ladies and gentlemen, I profess to you, according to Proverbs 18 and 10, the name of Yahweh, not the name of Jesus, not the name of Jehovah, not the name of the Lord, not the name of God, not the name of Baal, but the name of Yah, hallelujah. Put on the stethoscope. It's wonderful. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. Nothing can come against it. Nothing will be able to defeat Yahweh. When you got Him, you got the best. When you've tried the rest, get the best. The name of Yahweh, a strong tower, the righteous. Not the devil. He hates the name of Yahweh. Not the enemy. He hates the name of Yahweh. Not the giant that defiles the armies of Yahweh and the favors and the majestic orders, the cream of the crop, the thoroughbreds, the fighters of good fight. When the going gets tough, only the tough get going. Praise Yahweh. We shall not be denied. Set on your fortune. Don't give to us. We don't need you. Because your heart is like Nabob. You just set on your fortune. If you've got it, set there till the day you die and leave it for the lawyers and your family to fight over, because that's all they're waiting for you to do anyway. To die so they can have what you've made. But bless God, let me remind you of this. When you give it to Yahweh, you've laid your treasure up in the right place in the name of Yahweh. It's a strong tower. And when you're in trouble, you'll see those feet of brass coming down out of the heavens to fight your battle. When you need Him to walk around, He'll be there. When you're in the darkest hour of your life, when the giants and the opposition and your enemies are overwhelming you, He'll be there like a tree planted by the water. And whatever you do, do it all in the name that is a strong tower. You can't fail. Because I'll close with this one, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh willing. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, hallelujah. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Oh, hallelujah. Try it. Get you a stethoscope and breathe. And really suck it in and exhale. Inhale and exhale, and you'll hear heaven. It's like the instrument and the strings of a perfectly tuned harp. Yeah. Oh, what a comfort. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death and the giants and the opposition and the dark days and the dark nights and the weary and the fret and the doubt, I shall fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Yahweh. You promised me You'd never leave me or forsake me. You people that's dug down into your little box of gold. Remember the widow woman that gave her last pancake or whole cake? I doubt if she even had butter on it. I don't know. And the cattle had died, the drought was so bad, and the shadow of death was over her, and she was thinking about just eating that last whole cake and dying, and here come a man of God asking for it. Give me the first one. And we've asked you. We've not been embarrassed to ask. We've asked, and we've received a portion of what you had to give. You give it through faith. For Thou art with me, and your rod and your staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of all the enemies that I've talked about tonight, and courage to fight them. Courage to go to your bank account and take out a large portion to give to Yahweh's property. Just a few people. That's committed. Let me tell you something. You can lay it up for a rainy day, but when the doctor comes over you and he puts a stethoscope down on you and he don't hear Yahweh ticking in your breath, He's not there. You may claim you know Yahweh, but if you don't have His Spirit, He ain't there. And a doctor will pull the curtain closed and they'll end your chapter. And they don't care to tell you that you're ready to die, or you're going to die. I know I've been told that. But they are nothing but liars, and the truth ain't in them. Comfort me. Thou preparest a table in the presence of my enemies. When they say no, you say yes. Walk around me, Yahweh. Provide for me. Remember, Yahweh, I gave you a large portion of my fortune. I gave till it hurt. I gave all I had to that place where they built an assembly and called it by your name. And Yahweh say, oh, I remember. I will not leave you in the sixth hour when they're examining the old ticker and listening for a heartbeat. And he'll say, I am your strength. I am the one that will anoint your head with oil, and the healing is in the oil. Your cup's going to run over. Your bank account is going to prosper. You give. Give and it shall be given unto you. Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And here we've made an appeal. And most of you Yahweh people have shut your ears up that you couldn't hear it. You're going to hear another message one of these days. And it ain't going to be the one you want to hear. Because I was hungry and you wouldn't feed me that spiritual giving. I was naked and you wouldn't put clothes on my back. I didn't have a place to sleep in. You lay down in a good, nice, warm house. You had good property. You bought more. You built bigger barns. You moved in and forgot me. Now I'm moving out to forget you. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. And I'd rather be a doorkeeper. I don't really enjoy being a preacher. I want to shout. I want to sing, but here I've got a battle. I've got to encourage you to take up the slack, to take hold of Yahweh and be there when He needs you, to wait on Him. I'm just a servant. Oh, I've got to give you this one. Say to them out of a fearful heart, be strong. Yea, do not fear, my brother or sister. Yahweh will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, He will come and He will save you. He will rebuke your enemies. And those who have forgotten me, I will visit in the nighttime. And it might be that old ticker missing two or three licks. And you jump up and clutch your breast. And say, clothe me, Yahweh. And he said, you didn't clothe me. Feed me, Yahweh. Well, you didn't feed me. Heal me, Yahweh. You didn't heal me. Where were you when I needed you? And now where are you when you need me? You're out in the cold. Take courage. Don't be afraid. And he climbed into the boat when he calmed the raging sea. Trust in that one that can calm your problems. He can put money back in your treasure chest. He can give you a bag that don't have holes in it. All you got to do, call me up tonight. Call me and say, Pastor Buddy, I wanna contribute. I wanna give Yahweh a place to lay His head. I wanna tell Yahweh if He's hungry, I'll feed Him. I want to tell Yahweh. But if he's naked, I'll clothe him. I'll go into my pocketbook. I'll go into my treasure chest. I'll give till it hurts, and then I'll give some more. Because I'm not afraid to put on the whole armor of a charitable heart to help those in need in a time of trouble. We need your help. Don't be afraid. Have courage. Trust in Yahweh. And know that you've passed from death unto life. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wonderful opportunity that's passing you by. You may not hear our cry today, and you may not hear us cry out for you when you need us. We may not be there. Why? Because we needed you, and you didn't show up. Are you going to ride with us? He's coming back. For those who's kept the faith and provide him a place to lay, a place to eat, a place to rejoice, a place to hear the drums and the high-sounding cymbals. And just a few fathers have stepped up to the plate. We still need your help. We need to build an assembly. We could use $100,000 right now. You may have it in your bank account. For some people, that's just a small amount. If Yahweh always bless you and give you treasures, won't you lay a few up in heaven? Help us. We need you tonight. Write me if you can help me. Write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. I can't wait to give you the new address. Would you please change your mailing address, Pastor Buddy, in the name of Yahweh, so that I can send it to Kingsgate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Oh, I can't wait to tell you that we have a change of address. We're moving into Yahweh's house, to Yahweh's property. And we'll say yes, Yahweh. Write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. And I'll see you Friday night. Be much in prayer for us tomorrow. That the brother that we're going to sell the silver and gold to, his heart's right. And we'll find grace in his sight. Yahweh, humble us down to be poor and needy, and let him see our plight. May his charitable heart be moved, and may your heart pray for us in the name of Yahweh. We need your prayers. We need your help. We solicit you in the name of Yahweh. Be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart. He'll take care of you. He won't leave you in the sixth hour, and he'll not forsake you in the seventh. When you need healing, it's in his wings. When you need joy, he can cause a smile, but he can also bring his vengeance. As Psalms chapter 23 says, whom shall I fear? Yahweh will deliver me, for he's my shepherd, and I shall not fear. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Central. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.